Tell me a little bit about family law.
Well, it's complex. Employment law is complex. Family law is complex. It touches on the family court by constitution in New Jersey, touches on every relationship that people have with each other in a family type way, whether they're married or not married, whether they're the same gender or, you know, not the same gender.
Right.
And it deals with adoption. Name changes, believe it or not, go to family court. Juvenile proceedings, anything that deals with child protection. Mm-hmm. Family court judges are required to deal with that array of cases day in and day out, 365 days a year. Domestic violence, a huge topic. We could spend an entire session talking just about the prevention of domestic violence in New Jersey. So right. family right. lawyers are the people who jump into that fray. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it in a simple way, you've got two people kind of like the remember the War of the Roses, that movie where these people literally on the movie, they shuttered everybody out and they just went after each other with chainsaws type yeah, thing.
That's right.
Well, they each had lawyers, like Danny DeVito was one of them. You can only imagine. Uh-huh. But he was actually on the side of, hey, people, try to work this out, you know, but they wouldn't listen. Well, that's the thing is the court system and the, you know, I know in China, for example, they had this policy you couldn't have more than one child, and they actually had people in the neighborhood who would enforce that.
Right.
Well, America does not do that. We have constitutional rules and principles that say as long as you're abiding by rules, right, that, I mean reasonable ones, the government cannot interfere with your family.
Right.
But what if there's child abuse? What if there's domestic violence? There are things that cry out to the outside of your doors mm-hmm. and windows, sometimes the neighbors, sometimes the police. And what we say is you have to intervene in this situation for good reason. And so that's what the family law process is about. That's when the family lawyers jump in. And I have to say, it's a dangerous occupation. Mm. The violence to lawyers and law firms and judges right. and bailiffs.
Sure, people are very emotional.
It's bigger in family law than even in criminal court, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because as they say, in family law we have the best people on their worst behavior, and in criminal law it's just the opposite. So you can imagine where somebody's feeling completely out of their element.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you've got an unemployment problem plus a divorce situation.
Uh-huh.
And you compound these things and people are going crazy. And so we try to, as family lawyers, calm people down, get them help, get them experts who can work with them. I do mediation, for example, in addition to being a trial lawyer in the family court. I'll sit with people who are on opposite ends of a matter and try to work with them. There's also a newfangled thing we could talk about called collaborative law, where the lawyers and the parties pledge neither side is going to court other than on an uncontested basis. And if somebody violates that, both lawyers have to drop out in favor of other counsel.